The Sticker Book by Jennifer Ricks, based on a true story. Prepare for Tomorrow by Working Today. Hymns number 229. I found the apples, Mom, Jennifer called. Thank you, Jennifer, Mom said as she put the bag of apples in the shopping cart. Jennifer felt good inside. Helping Mom shop was fun. Do we need anything else? Jennifer asked. Nope, I think that's it, Mom said. Jennifer followed Mom to the front of the store. She helped Mom stack the groceries on the moving checkout counter, being careful that heavy things like apples didn't smash delicate items like bread and eggs. The clerk at the cash register scanned each item under a red light with a loud beep. While she waited for Mom to pay for the groceries, Jennifer looked at the fun things at the check stand. Toys, magazines, and shiny packages of candy. Then something caught her eye. A magazine-sized book with pictures and stickers from one of her favorite movies. Mom, can I have this? Jennifer asked, holding up the book. Jennifer's mom looked at the book. No, Jennifer, I'm not going to buy that for you. Why not? Jennifer asked. Please put it away for now. We'll talk about it at home, Mom said. In the car, Jennifer wondered why Mom had said no about the sticker book. After they got home and put the groceries away, Mom sat by Jennifer on the couch. I know you wanted me to buy that book for you, Mom said. I know that it's your favorite movie, and I can tell that the sticker book is something you really want. And that's why I said no. Jennifer looked confused. I think it is something that you should earn for yourself, Mom said. What do you mean? Jennifer asked. Do you know how much the sticker book costs? Jennifer shook her head. Well, that's the first thing you need to find out, Mom said. The first thing before what? Jennifer asked. Before you start earning the money to buy the sticker book for yourself. Next time they were at the grocery store, Jennifer found the price tag on the sticker book. Back at home, Mom gave Jennifer a notebook to keep track of her money and wrote the price of the sticker book next to the word goal. Then Jennifer went to work. She washed windows and took out the garbage. She pulled weeds in the backyard and scrubbed spots on the carpet. When Mom paid her for the extra chores, Jennifer kept track of her earnings in the notebook. She put 10% of what she earned in a gray tithing envelope to give to the bishop. Then she put the rest of her money in a white envelope for the sticker book. After several weeks, Jennifer looked inside her white envelope. She finally had enough money. She felt very grown up at the store as she carefully counted out the exact amount in bills and coins to pay for the sticker book. When she got home, Jennifer placed the sticker book in her special drawer. She had worked long and hard to buy it, and she wanted to take good care of it. It made Jennifer feel good to know that she had earned something for herself. End of the story, The Sticker Book by Jennifer Ricks.